3, where we're Fashion First with Joan Lincoln, brought to you by La La Webster. And today, you're telling us that we need a monthly clothing budget?
Well, actually, I was going to refer to an annual budget, but if you want to break it down to monthly, you have at it. So get your calculators out. Get those calculators out. Put in your annual income.
Mm-hmm.
And then calculate 5%.
5%. Okay. Wow.
Now, I know how much you love to shop, Tony.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a shopaholic. You know me, girl.
Oh, God. I tell you, I don't know how you make room for all that stuff in your closet.
all those T-shirts and shorts and jeans. I'm telling you, it's expensive.
It is. So, it's pretty astounding when you calculate how much you're supposed to spend. But so here's the situation. Now, you know, as offices are reopening, businesses are reopening, you know, we need to get reacquainted with our closet. Have you done that yet?
Well, like I said, it's T-shirts, it's jeans, it's shorts.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
It got warmer, I got reacquainted. That's about it.
Yeah, exactly. And when I got reacquainted, some of that stuff didn't fit.
Well, that's the thing. That's why you need to get reacquainted. You know, you might have a different style of dress after, you know, being locked down here for a little while. Or maybe a different size, or maybe different
that's
job.
That's a guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, these will all affect your spending. So I just wanted to remind you that the stores are open and, you know, we're still asking you to mask up. We haven't had any problems with that. But it's interesting. I have seen a huge uptick in, like, the millennials and the Gen Xers coming into the store, which is exciting for me.
Mm-hmm. So what are they going for? What are they looking for?
Well, they are the lovers of vintage.
Isn't that
interesting? And they have now become more educated on, instead of fast fashion, which is very trendy and, you know, less quality, they are becoming more specific and will buy quality goods. So, you know, they're the ones that are hugging the earth and...
You know, both my kids are in their 20s, and they, especially my son, he's into sustainability. If the company is not doing that, he's not buying.
Okay, so side note, your son's video.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
That was awesome, wasn't it?
I put it up on the Warm Facebook page. It's interesting stuff. I know.
He looks just like you.
Yes, I know that too. I know, yes. I keep telling him he's a much better version of me.
But if you ask him, he's going to love all those vintage T-shirts because he has all those albums surrounding him.
Yes.
And that's a perfect example of what's going on with that age group. And they're just, you know, respecting the environment. So budget yourself, shop local, and shop sustainable. That's all I can suggest.